Do you think there's anything different about the synergy between an anthracycline and trastuzumab than the other chemotherapeutic agents? What evidence do we have that, you know, we have the BuzzDAR data? What else do we have that's, you know, even hints that it might be more effective than other chemotherapeutic combinations?
Well, in the pivotal trial, right. In the Slamon pivotal trial, the AC with Herceptin was highly effective. AC with or without Herceptin, the survival advantage adding Herceptin that was very, very high. Higher than with the Taxol, with or without Herceptin. So that was very encouraging, you know, from a molecular standpoint with HER2 overexpression. About half of the time, 40, 50% of the time, you'll get topoisomerase 2 gene amplification, which will increase your sensitivity to the anthracyclines. If you don't have that, most of these HER2-driven breast cancers are very highly proliferative. So even if you don't have topo-2 alpha gene amplification, you're going to have a lot of protein simply because they're so highly proliferative. And so the adriamycin targets these highly proliferative agents, and then you're bringing in the Herceptin. And I really think that that is a very specially highly synergistic combination. So interestingly, there's a lot of work going on with epirubicin and Herceptin. Pier Franco Conte is doing a trial in Italy combining FEC with Herceptin in the either adjuvant or neoadjuvant, and the German groups are doing EC for 4 cycles with Herceptin, and they're doing quite well, much like Aman Buzdar showed with just the 4 cycles. And the Europeans, however, are up around 90 per meter on their epirubicin, and with 4 cycles with Herceptin are really not running into problems with the heart. And so I think it's looking pretty encouraging, actually.